Mike Miller, you know it.
We should all agree on
this. This is the House Judiciary Committee. This is the 27th of April. The quorum is present, Representative O'Connell for a change, Representative Anderson, Representative Chuckwuck, Representative Clarkson. I'm Fred Brown, the chairman. Mr. Clarkson, I'm going to turn the gavel over to you almost immediately. We have before us House Bill 445, an act authorizing the establishment of uniform notice requirements by the Resources Committee. We have resources staff to explain the bill to us. Mr. Clarkson, you've got the gavel.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Who, Bob, you're going to lead off here? Give your name and who you represent. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Bob Speed, and I'm staff to Representative Gardner in the House Resources Committee. House Bill 445 deals with, it's a provision that came out of a two-year study that the legislature has been involved with, and with the National Conference of State Legislatures under a federal DOE grant. We were looking at small hydro and geothermal draft legislation, most of which passed last year. And this is basically some cleanup language that came out of additional work that NCSL did for us. And it has been signed off on by the Department of Environmental Conservation, which is the lead agency for permitting in the state. And I'm not sure if David Rogers from the Department of Natural Resources had intended to be here or not today, but basically the legislation is intended to help the permitting process, state permitting process, along in terms of getting applicants a better process for getting permitting speeded along through the state bureaucracy. It's to establish that the departments of that deal with permitting can establish and shall establish uniform notice requirements for all permitting processes, so that we don't have a situation that basically has existed in the past and to some extent currently, where the notice procedures for one permit can deviate radically from those for another permit, and what you have is a lot of confusion, especially on the part of an applicant in a permitting process. And this would basically make the state's permitting process uniform from the standpoint of the procedures that for notice requirement in to the public. And it has a companion bill, which is Senate Bill 446, which is being heard at another time and place. But that's basically the intent of the legislation.
House bill or Senate bill?
Pardon?
You said 446, but you said Senate bill.
House bill. Excuse me. House bill 446.
What's the companion bill?
That has to do with establishing a master permit application process, and that was worked on with by NCSL, sort of in tandem with a process that the administration has been working through with the Attorney General's office and DEC in terms of establishing a permitting process that is more parallel and basically master permit application.
Anderson,
what is a what kind of notice? Can you explain what these are? I don't have the biggest idea.
Basically, a notice requirement involves the amount of days, number of days that people have to respond to notices to get to respond to notice in a permit public hearing process. Make sure that especially the departments themselves respond in a timely manner to applicants' permit requirements. In other words, that after an applicant submits a permit, it establishes that a department or division or whoever, one of the agencies of the state, cannot just sit on an application and let it sit in the bottom of a basket and get away with it. It basically puts a spur on the departments to get moving on the issue and to make a determination up or down as to whether they want that, or as far as getting their comment to the application. It's basically to prevent one agency from holding up the process when everybody else is ready to go with it. And it has been brought out that the Department of Fish and Game has sometimes been accused of using this as a tactic, especially in terms of their habitat section, in dealing with issues by not dealing with them.
Can't the couldn't the governor do this by way of administrative regulation as opposed to?
To a great extent, they are doing quite a bit by regulation, and in fact, the Attorney General's office has been working very closely with the Department of Environmental Conservation to establish that. Basically, though, what this does is spur them along and establish that there is a legislative priority on this. Part of the reason for having introduced it is that it can be done by executive order, but basically it couldn't be done until next year if the governor were to do that. The governor has to give the legislature 60 days in which to respond to an executive order.
Go ahead. The other thing that I have a question about, and I don't know if it's line 13, where it says that the governor shall have the authority to reconcile conflicting statutory requirements. That seems like, you know, pretty much of an open-ended kind of a situation where the governor could do just about anything he wanted to.
Mr. Jones?
Go ahead.
It's intended that this would be specifically in the realm of inconsistencies in terms of specific application of this bill. In other words, where there are statutory provisions establishing different periods for permit review and that kind of thing, that the governor could override that very specific aspect in terms of the number of days. I don't think that it's, we intended that it not be so broad that it would give any kind of unprecedented power. However, if the committee feels that the language is not strong enough to achieve that, that certainly could be changed.
Representative McCollum.
I guess I have some problems trying to figure out exactly what we're talking about. I'm looking in line, starting in line 17. The governor finds that the statutory notice requirements, now statutory, as I understand it, refers to things that are in the law, right? Passed by the legislation. Statutory notice requirements for different departmentally required permits. Are the departments requiring permits that are not provided for in statute somehow? I mean, who's requiring these permits, the department or the statutes?
Bob, Mr. Chairman, the departments have jurisdiction over the permits and by regulation establish what, to a great extent, what permits there are under the statutory framework that the legislature established. But this is basically meant to define the ones that each department requires in order to fulfill the mandate that it has under.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to get at is maybe the I don't know, I'm not trying to deny whatever the intent of this is. But maybe the problem is right in the department. Are they requiring permits in such a manner that they are inconsistent in the way they're requiring them? And maybe that's a naive question. I have no idea what we're talking about for sure. But the way the language reads, it suggests to me that if the department is requiring permits, they must have some authority to also make their own requirements about consistency. Gotcha.
Record should reflect that Representative Miller has come in. didn't we reflect that? And Representative Phillips came in before.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right. The departments do set up their own notice requirements, and the basic problem is that the departments are setting them up pretty much in their own little sector, and the permit requirements in terms of review period run the gamut from fairly short review periods to exceedingly long ones, and some of them are very open-ended. Through that process, some developers have found that that one department can hold them up for a fairly substantial length of time, where other departments have already finished their review and gone on to other business. And basically, the departments right now have pretty strong control over that sort of thing. And this would basically establish that the legislature does have an interest in having those standardized to a great extent.
Well, does the governor not have authority now to, when the legislature passes a law that says this or that function is going to be under the Department of Commerce or Department of Transportation, Health, Education, whatever, the governor has the authority, I would think, I would hope, to set some uniform procedure within the administrative branch of government to make sure that they all.
He does, to the extent that it doesn't violate law or does not go beyond statutory limits. And basically, this would provide that some of the review procedures have been established by statute, and this would enable the governor to change that and standardize it without coming back to the legislature and asking for
very
different change.
Well, I have one thing.
Go ahead.
The rest of it, you know, line 20. Because of this, then, the governor may establish uniform statutory notice requirements. It seems to me that that's just an unreconcilable whatever. The governor simply cannot make statute, can he? Make statutory law. Can we even pass that function on to the governor?
Say what you said again about executive orders.
Okay.
That's the only authority I'm aware of where the governor has an authority to change a statute. Would you say what you said again about that?
I assume you're referring to the statement that the basic reason that this was introduced is because it is fairly late in the session, and the governor does have authority to make changes in the administration at any time, although he does have to bring, if there's any fiscal change in terms of more money, more positions, that kind of thing, he does have to come back to the legislature. But in terms of organizing his own house, so to speak, he does have fairly broad authority to do that, but he does have to do it by executive order, which has to come to the legislature within 60 days, or the legislature has 60 days of requested by them, but it was suggested to us by the National Conference of State Legislatures, and we introduced it. However, NCSL did work fairly closely with John Tillengast, who was the lead guy in the AG's office on the administration's year-long effort to revamp the review process.
Let's talk about that permit reform. My understanding of what has happened on that is that permit reform has not gone into effect. Proposed regulations, I don't remember who, by administration or the governor's office, which did a number of things to permitting procedures, including or appears to be some of the things you're authorizing in this legislation. What's happened with that process, and how does this bill relate to that process?
Okay, I can't speak entirely accurately to that, but it is in process and is for the most part in effect at this time, and it was done pretty much procedurally and by regulation. And I did talk with John Tillengast and with Jenny Cole about this about a month ago, and at that time they felt that virtually everything had been done that they intended to do by regulation, and there was very little need to come to the legislature and ask for statutory change. In other words, they found that there were really no statutory changes needed. What they actually needed was to change some of the regulations and start streamlining their own process. There may possibly be, according to what they said at that time, some minor statutory changes involved. This legislation is one that they have signed off on as being, if not necessary, it would be desirable.
Well, and what you're saying is this legislation would authorize them to complete their permit reform, including changing statutes, without ever taking any of the legislature. Even in an executive order, tough enough for the legislature to deal with. Am I understanding it correctly? What's happening here?
In that small sense, yes. basically, the intent is to establish that it can be done on a very limited and very narrow basis. In other words, changing period of time.
This isn't very limited.
It's intended to be
that. Do we have some analysis that could be provided to the committee of what exactly permits we're talking about? You keep talking about permits with different notice periods by different agencies and different conduct by the agencies. There's a brief reference in the backup here to a problem fishing game. I'd like to know exactly what statutes were authorizing the governor to change unilaterally. Secondly, how does this bill relate to the effort last year, late in the session, to amend statutes to impose the maximum time that could be spent on permit applications? I wasn't in the legislature, but I do know that there was a flurry of activity near the end, and I think that bill died in this committee, as I recall. How does this relate to that effort? And I believe that effort can be characterized as an effort to impose a maximum time on permits.
Yes, I'm a little bit foggy.
I think it died in rules, isn't it?
Something like
that. It was within, I think, 30 or 60 minutes from being passed and shut down, as far as I can recall.
I'm not sure exactly what the process, what happened in that. It did come out.
Came out of this committee last year when it ruled.
There were several different efforts involved in that, and some of them were based on work done by Representative Phillips, done by this committee. I think there were a couple of other efforts, and then NCSL also established in their first report to us on small hydro permitting that there was a problem in that, and work is and how this relates to that.
But would this, as a general matter, allow, would this bill allow the governor to do the same thing that the legislature attempted to do last year?
Basically, that's the intent.
Does this bill relate at all to a rumor I've heard that there is an effort to exempt hydro projects from federal energy, what do you call it, federal energy regulatory?
Federal energy value, that is certainly not the intent of the legislation. We'd probably be the last people to encourage that.
I guess I just have to finish with a comment. Any other questions for the witness?
Seems to me if we were to clean the problem, we would clean the house for the agencies that cause the problems, as you're talking about, rather than giving the governor the final authority to override or to eliminate the problems. If we give it the power, that I think the efforts of the this committee with the one particular bill, 153, would be defeating the purpose of legislative reform.
Effect on the fish and game, or its effect on water quality, or its effect on any number of other issues that people have to deal with in terms of issuing permits. I think that permit reform is a real good idea, and I've worked with permits, and I know that there are some problems with the way permits are issued and the fact that, there are duplicative procedures. The resolution of that, not telling the agency that doesn't agree with the permit that they've got to come on board and go with it because everybody else has, and that they've only got 30 days to evaluate a highly complicated matter having to do with the ecosystem of a valley where they're going to drill for oil or whatever it might be, is a real big mistake. And that doesn't even address, I think, the obvious question that other members of the committee, as well as I have, of delegating legislative authority, tremendously important legislative authority, to the governor. We are giving the governor an open-ended authorization to unilaterally amend statutes. And boy, I don't care what the issue is. I think the executive order process is a real problem for some of these same reasons, and I think that would be a disaster. I think it's real bad public policy, and as a matter of fact, I think the legislature should increase its power over permits. Permits are becoming more and more important in this state. They mean multi-millions of dollars in many cases, and the decision about the process to use in issuing that permit